Now to Wisconsin's Clean Energy Plan, published this month, we check back in with Maria Redmond, who directs the Wisconsin Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy. The plan is about 150 pages. Cover says version 1.0, seeming to say that there will be more iterations to come. Wisconsin's roadmap for clean energy is a living document. Your thoughts on the plan, 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, Clean Energy Plan, 800-642-1234. Maria Redmond, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
So is that a fair interpretation on that version 1.0 on the cover, Maria, that this plan will change?
Yes, absolutely. This is the first ever state energy clean energy plan. We're super excited about that. And yes, it is a version one. We want to have multiple versions as technology changes, as we start implementing the pathways and strategies in the plan. We want to keep track of how we're doing. And so we might need to make adjustments along the way.
So before we dig into the pathways and strategies in the plan, just a mention here of the Office of Environmental Justice, Governor Evers signing that executive order Friday. Can you kind of explain how this new office will work with your office with sustainability and clean energy?
Definitely. So we will work in parallel with each other. So the Office of Environmental Justice is really going to be working on working with people across the state to make sure that we have communities that are participating in have meaningful involvement in the work that's happening from environmental laws and regulations to programs and initiatives. And so many of those programs and initiatives will be run out of my office, the Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy. And so, and will be a part of the clean energy plan. So we want to make sure that we are working in concert with the work that's going to happen out of the Office of Environmental Justice as well.
It seems like you really want to bring more voices into the fold, hear from more people. And as you created this plan, you did just that. You did these listening sessions. Is that kind of the scope there of trying to bring more people into understanding and being a part of the plan?
Absolutely. So we know historically that has not been the case, that, and especially with communities that have been impacted more by climate change, by, you know, economic downturn, things like that. And so we want to make sure that everyone's got a voice in the process. And so we need to make a concerted effort to ensure that that happens, that it's not going to just automatically happen, and that we want to make sure that, you know, we're getting input and we're listening. And I do hope that when people read the Clean Energy Plan, they see, you know, some of their input was taken into consideration. We try to put together the best package to kick off the process. And we're going to continue to have listening sessions. We continue to want to engage with as many communities as possible and residents as possible. So we kept our submit, you know, your input on the website open, because we want to continue to have that engagement along the way.
One of your seven objectives in this plan is to ensure Wisconsin is fulfilling the carbon reduction goals of the 2015 Paris Agreement. And, you know, we can't ignore that despite promises from world leaders, countries are nowhere near meeting the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. How can Wisconsin do what countries cannot do yet?
Well, we have a great opportunity because the work is already being pushed forward. Local governments are working on climate action plans. Our tribal nations are focused in on food sovereignty and food systems and clean energy. We just have so much work already happening. And so what we really want to do is leverage that great work that's happening. I've only given a couple examples, but we're really seeing a lot of movement, even with utilities announcements for their carbon reduction goals, because they're responding to their customers and what they want. And so we really want to leverage that. And we recognize that if we support what's happening for the utilities, what we can do in communities with deployment of renewables and supporting energy efficiency and kind of changing the way that we transport ourselves around, you know, looking at a multi-sector, multi-resource approach, that we have a great opportunity here in Wisconsin to really make a difference. So we just kind of, we want to make sure we're supporting what's happening, but also, you know, getting the resources needed to make sure that we can meet our goals as well.
And you've stressed before that this is not a climate action plan. This is a clean energy plan. What is the difference there?
Yeah, so the clean energy plan is really focused on the power sector and the other sectors that use energy, right? So our transportation sector, we use petroleum. Our building sector, we use a lot of natural gas, and we're using coal to generate electricity. So the clean energy plan really focuses in on how we transition away from using fossil fuels. Climate action plan spreads a wider net. So you're talking more about conservation, talking about food systems, education, things like that. And climate action plan, the governor's task force on climate change had 55 recommendations that really address that wider net. And so things like carbon sequestration and agriculture and forestry is outside of the scope of energy, but it is really going to move the needle as it relates to reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. And so that's the difference, is that this is really focused on energy and how we're using energy across multiple sectors.
Maria Redmond with us, director of the Wisconsin Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy, as we talk about Wisconsin's first clean energy plan, version 1.0. You can join in with your questions about it, 800-642-1234. Talking about energy independence and our power grid in Wisconsin, is it equipped to handle clean energy like the inputs from solar and wind? As more and more solar and wind come online, can our grid handle this conversion and additional load? How does that work out in this plan?
Yeah, definitely. I think that obviously utilities are looking at grid optimization, and I think energy efficiency is going to play a big role in this. That, you know, we want to make sure that we're reducing demand on in one area to help increase. As, you know, transportation gets electrified, as buildings get electrified, there's more demand. And that we have a great opportunity with distributed energy generation resources, with like solar and wind and renewable natural gas and other types of fuels that we could generate here in Wisconsin. And so the utilities, our local governments, our transmission system is we're all working simultaneously to make sure that the grid is ready and that we can really take on these new projects and new resources, because we need it. We need the benefits of being able to take advantage of what we can produce here in Wisconsin.
So talking jobs for a moment here, the Midwest Economic Policy Institute had that study in March saying if Wisconsin reaches its goal of 100% clean energy by 2050, it could grow our state's economy by $21 billion, create more than 34,000 jobs. Where do you see pockets of clean energy jobs developing as we transition away from fossil fuels?
So you're going to see, with the deployment of renewable energy, with solar and wind projects, a lot of opportunities for the building out of these types of projects, like construction projects. You'll also see energy efficiency related jobs, and you're just going to see it. One thing that the Clean Energy Plan does, which I'm super excited about, is really creates a venue for us to come together and talk with all those involved in workforce, labor unions, utilities, our state agencies, local governments, and get together and talk about, you know, the training and curriculum needed to get people into those jobs, but also like even defining what is a clean energy job, how much does it pay, and how many of these jobs are going to be available, and work with everyone who's in the space, building, proposing locations, getting people, how do we get people to these jobs? So there's just this great opportunity do some analysis around it and to ensure that those jobs are there and that we meet our goals. I know the Clean Energy Plan actually reaches a little bit further, and we are aiming for 40,000 jobs by 2030 as part of the strategies in the plan. So we really, really want to make sure that we meet that goal.
This plan has been such a huge focus of your work and this office. I can't even imagine, Maria, but I want to say, so the plan is out, the baby is out, right? So now, now what do you focus on? What are the next steps here?
The next steps is implementation. We don't want this to be a document that we say we did it, right? We refer to it as a baby. We have to take care of it, and we have to, feed it and nurture it and let it grow, right? And so this is about implementation. It's about, we've developed a lot of working relationships across the state, which is really exciting. And we want to continue to build those relationships and continue to build the, just to get people engaged in, like, read the Clean Energy Plan, look at the different strategies and see, what really speaks to you and mm-hmm. what you're working on, and let's work together. And it's one of the values of the plan is collective action. So we have to work together to get this done.
Oh, Maria, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Maria Redmond is director of the Wisconsin Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy. We have a link to the Clean Energy Plan. It's at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.